See, it doesn't.
The borough should write a compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided adequate notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to the Asbury Park Press, the Link News on January 19th, 21. Filed notice with borough clerk and posted notice on the borough offices on the borough website. This meeting is open to the public, and I welcome you all. Could we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Bills?
Present.
Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. Julia?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Here.
Ms. Gorman?
Here.
Mayor Kelly? Not here. Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Schwartz?
Here.
So, Mr. Chair, before we start, is that the meeting we're talking about?
Yes.
I mean, that's bothering me and bothering me now, usually. That's usually what that noise is.
Sounds like it's a Mac.
Not Andy, is it?
No, it's setting up today. You're just setting up.
Do you have a backup recorder? I'm just afraid it's not recording.
Well, I'm not recording it through our system. I'm just recording it through that.
But it's that that's making that noise.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous the meeting's not being recorded.
Well, it is through that, which is separate from the system. Is that is.
Is something wrong with the system?
It shouldn't be making that noise.
No. But it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
It's just a.
It's just a recording.
Just a recording.
Okay.
Not with it.
There's a computer on it, sir. Yeah, there's a computer on it. It's like logging in and logging out.
Just like me right here.
Is there room on it? I'm not your sneakers lately.
What would you suggest?
I don't know. If she's saying it's recording, then that's fine.
Well, that's not. It has nothing to do with.
Can we look at it and see if it's recording? Candace?
Yeah, it is.
Maybe we should just double check.
Mr. Brodsky.
It's doing something.
Is the noise coming from there?
No,
it's coming. The noise is coming before.
From those speakers below the top. But this is picking up. This is picking up.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's not a recording device. It's the actual.
That's fine.
We did not have a virtual meeting tonight, so it shouldn't be anything we're doing.
No.
Sounds like AOL Messenger.
Is there a control?
Is there a control?
Okay, moving along. On to the minutes from the August 10th meeting. Any discussion? Or a motion?
I make a motion in here. Second is written.
Thank you. Have a second?
I'll second it.
Your roll call, please.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. Julia?
Yes.
Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale? Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
I'm going to abstain only because I was ineligible for signing the application.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, moving along to the memorialization of the resolution for the Surfside Marina Corporation, 1306 Ocean Avenue. It was an approved application.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I just have just a comment on this. The resolution's fine, it's just I want to make sure that there's no confusion in the resolution. One of the major issues was the fact that the two tenant parking spaces need proper signage for that.
For the handicap?
Well, for the tenants also.
That's right, the tenants also.
And at number 11 and number I, it's not exactly clear. It does say it in, I just saw it, in number one of the conditions, the condition of two designated parking spaces for the tenants with appropriate signage, as well as handicap spaces as referenced above. But then in number 11, it's different language. It says tenants will have two spaces designated for their use. There will also be a designated handicap parking space with striking, comma, to be located on the concrete area, which spaces will be specified by signage.
One doesn't cover the other?
No, well, it's just confusing because they're different. It should just all be consistent. It should all be the same language. So what I had suggested, because I know there was an issue at the meeting that we actually talked about, that you were concerned the tennis space would not fit on the concrete area. So we were going to leave that to you to work out.
Yeah, I don't think they have to, but the handicap does.
The handicap does, but it's...
But I think they won't sign, just put the word with signage after,
right.
After for their use.
Right. So what I come up with is potential substitute language, if it's okay. Tenants will have two spaces. And also, we wanted those signs to be, we wanted tennis spaces to be adjacent to the building. We didn't want
tennis only.
Right, for tenants only. So what I came up with was tenants will have two spaces immediately adjacent to the building, designated for their use so as to provide direct access to the residential unit. There will also be designated handicapped parking spot with striping to be located on the concrete area. All of these spaces will be specified by proper signage. The particulars of the location shall be shown in the site plan, which shall be subject to review and approval of the board engineer. And I think that's, when I made my motion to approve the application, that's what I had.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. So Monica, if you can make those changes, just make those three consistent with one another.
Sure.
And I have here.
But I think that's an issue.
Yeah, I can pass that down to Monica. And it's also why I emailed it to you earlier. So.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure they'd be very happy with that.
Yes. I just want no confusion and being caught up later on. So
they were just trying to, I've never saw an easier application.
I was a
very many, many years.
Absolutely.
They did everything by our zoning and wanted to
stick
to what was right. So,
with that, if I would make a motion to approve the resolution with those changes.
Do we have a second?
Second. Mr.
Chambers. Roll call, please.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Sale?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Councilman Lutz?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, we're moving on to our next application, Cheryl Harris, 326 Ocean Avenue, Block 30, Lot 40.02. Welcome.
I'm actually Barbara Harris. I am the mother of Brian and the mother-in-law of Cheryl. And I brought my architect who explained everything.
Thank you. Oh, Dave, you're looking. What's Steve?
He's not.
Oh, okay, Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Seems to be stepping down all over the place today. Let the record show that Mr. Smith has stepped down. He's within the 200-foot margin. And welcome, folks. Mm-hmm. Happy to have you here.
Also, we thought that we haven't given this. This is deemed appropriate and acceptable. There has been a late notification that one particular notice had not been received. We received email confirmation that there's no objection that it was received.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. We have here before you, I put a board up in front of you tonight. The picture is the same.
Perhaps state your name for the record.
I was going to say, that's very into. You saw me swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth for this application.
I do.
Thank you. Can you please state your name for the record?
Michael James Monroe, 788 Shrewsbury Avenue, 10 Falls. I give my qualifications. I testified before this board.
You have been before this board before, but give them a little remembrance.
Sure. So I've been licensed for about 31 years. I've testified before many hundreds of boards, past president of Georgia Shore AIA, current chairman of the Bank Construction Board.
And thank you. We'll stop punishing you.
Thank you. What we had here before.
Without objection from the board, if anybody. Okay.
Thank you. I put an exhibit up, and you have that information in your packet. It's two drawings. The drawing on the bottom is the A1 drawing that you have in your packet. I threw some color on it to make it easier to see from the distance, and so we can be talking about it. And the picture up top is just an aerial Google Earth picture, which shows the surrounding property. And it's the same one you have in there. It's just going up 200%. I can mark it as an exhibit if you'd like.
Yes, please. So we can do A1 on color drawing and A2 on the Google Earth picture, please.
And
you can just let the record reflect that anything that you submitted that's on the township's website will also be deemed as an exhibit. These will be specifically numbered as they provided during the interview.
Terrific.
Can I, if you don't mind, and the only reason we're here is because the pool is going to be in the front yard rather than the back.
Correct.
Because there's no room in the back to put the pool.
That's basically, no, it's because the structure.
And there's also an accessory.
The accessory structure triggers off the.
Okay,
so the accessory. It's just a pool, it looks like it's just a pergola. It's not actually a building.
That's correct. So basically, we're here, we want to put a pool in the property. There's no room really behind the house up against the river. It's really tight there. It's an accessory structure in the front yard. There's a screening wall, a small wall for mechanical equipment, and then a larger wall behind it. And a small arbor on top, which is a small structure. But really, it is intended just to provide a backdrop for landscaping, give a little bit of privacy.
So you're not going to see it from Ocean Avenue, the pool?
No, that's the intention, is not see it from Ocean Avenue. We have I gave a fairly detailed landscape schedule. I picked all the species of native plants, things that are...
That grow in Seabrook.
That grow in Seabrook, actually, and that are native and not invasive.
I don't think we need to go too far.
Yeah, I think we know. So
basically, that's our whole application. And the Google Earth picture, the people to the north of us, you can see in the picture, they have the same situation. Instead of a wall, they put a garage. Those people actually wrote us a letter, they sealed it for the board, but usually if they're not here, the board doesn't take it anyway, and I explained that, so I'm just going to leave it here.
Thanks.
And I'm staring at that.
Dave, do you have any emails? I did not review this application, but I'm looking at it right now. The only thing I request is that the grading plan be reviewed by someone at the building department when it happens, either myself or the town engineer or the grading plan engineer, because I don't want to have any problems with adjacent properties. It's everything so tight in these areas like this.
Not a problem, we stipulate to that.
That's the bond procedure now. Any application for building or anything on property has to go before it grading approval through or the body. So it would be granted automatically.
Yeah, absolutely.
So and then from a design though, the driveway went straight ahead and you saw right to the house. We thought we did a nice design. We kind of curved the driveway, so we kind of blocked the garage door, so you're going to see little landscape berms and stuff. And I think it'll be a nice driveway through the park as opposed to one straight shot right over to the garage doors. I think it'll be a very nice thing to drive by. It'll be a benefit to the neighbors, anyone going by. So we put a lot of joint design effort into it, but it's a fairly simple application. And that's basically all I have.
I only have one question. On the plot plan, you show up an identification box in the middle of the existing drive court where you put the lot and block number in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a building. That's just an identification box?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other board members have questions?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment. I'm very impressed with the landscaping. We need trees in Seabrook to take in all the corn.
And
it's beautiful. It's very nice landscaping.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else on the board? If not, is there anyone in the public that have a question about the testimony or a statement about the application? If not, the public portion is now closed.
Well, Lance, I do have a question.
Okay, Steve.
The pool equipment, structure. Does that have a roof line?
No. It wouldn't really function properly unless it was a much bigger building. So it's intended to be open on top. A 4-foot wall, it's intended to screen everything. And I'm intending to block that wall completely with landscaping and grasses. So the intent is, and I showed a little piece of elevation on the bottom there, which kind of gives you the intention for the landscaping in front of that wall. It's a wall in front of a wall with landscaping in front of it. So no one will ever see the equipment.
And we're fine with potential side yard setback on that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to make sure I was going to check.
And the fence around the pool is the wall. And
the fence around the pool is the wall. It's a small wall, a small piece of fence. It's going to meet all the requirements. We'll submit the fence as part of the pool package. We'll have to submit the fence drawings and the grading plan and all that. And there's a minor waiver, I think, from the pool to a fence. There's a minimum requirement of the code. I think it's 6 feet, and we have 4 or 4.5. I put it for the application. It's a very, very minor thing.
But that's in the building department.
That could be in the building department, yeah. So otherwise it's completely conforming in terms of coverage and everything else.
Okay. There's no concern of noise from the pool equipment?
No, we're on the street side, which is the noisier side. There's a garage next to it. They have pool equipment. There's a vacant lot next to us, and then there's a parking lot next to that. And then there's apartments towards the front. So there's really no, where it's going to be adjacent to, the equipment will be, if someone does build a house there, it's going to be probably back of that, I would say, as they try to line up. I wouldn't be surprised if it was even pulled over back. It's been vacant for a while.
I don't think it's a real pertinent question in Seabrook.
Yeah. Right. Somebody will build a house there. You have a 10-foot side yard, you've got the wall around it.
Yeah, we're 13 in the pool, 10 foot to the deck. We have a wall, we have 6-foot evergreens. We're going to put really nice holly trees in there. So a year-round buffer.
Very nice. Better than that. Anybody else have a question or statement? If not, do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a great outlook. That in line conforms to the neighbors.
I'll second. We have a roll call, please. The motion is to approve, I assume.
That is correct.
I'm sorry, can I say that?
Dave.
Ms.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Cashman?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Julia?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSero?
Yes.
Ms. Norman?
Yes.
Councilman Weinstein?
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Happy swimming.
I have to learn how to swim now.
You can
always
be out there.
Thank you.
On to Ocean Avenue, 552 LLC, 552 Avenue.
Okay, this is the water.
Lot 28, Lot 2.
I'll let Tony put it up.
And Mr. Chairman, this is the environment for height. I need to step down. I'll help you participate.
Okay, Mark.
Wish you all a good night.
Wish you a good night as well.
Look,
our old friends are back.
Yes.
I know you do.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Member Rick Rotsky on behalf of the applicant, 552 Ocean Avenue LLC. The property that forms the subject matter of the application is located at 552 Ocean Avenue here in Seabright. 552 Ocean Avenue LLC is really Mr. and Mrs. Martucci, who are here seated in the front row, who are looking to raise the house or give up the living area on the first floor to comply with flood regs and to do some improvements to the existing home for the family's use for summer in the short term and then ultimately, hopefully, full-time when they don't have to work anymore. Right. What I'd like to do, seated to my right is Tony Condoris, who is the project architect, will walk the board through the plan. So first, if we could have Ms. Kowalski confirm that we did okay on our notice.
Yes, I appreciate you.
Busy up here.
Yeah, I'm not busy. I'm here before we finish this introduction.
Yes,
so for purposes of the record, yes, we have reviewed the notice and the same as being complete, so the board does have jurisdiction to accept the application.
Excellent.
Thank you. And welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Nice to see you back.
I think we had seen him.
Well, it's nice.
It's nice to have familiar faces.
We like coming to see them.
So when we argue with them, Dave, they don't be too bad.
We come back anyway. So the application you'll see has a couple of variances associated with it. Predominantly the height variance, and Tony, Mr. Condoris will walk the board through that. But you'll see as we go through the testimony, we comply with the minimum lot size in the zone, but it is a narrow lot. 50 feet is required. We're at 35. So we have some that existing condition, the 35-foot lot width,
and we've got existing setback condition pertaining to the existing home, which will be exacerbated as we go up, and that's driven by the narrow nature of the lot. We're well under in building coverage and lot coverage. We're pushed back pretty well with regard to the front setback. We're at 39.3 feet, where 25 is required. Nothing is proposed with regard to the ocean front, the ocean side lot on the ocean side of Ocean Ave. So,
that is a separate lot?
Separate lot. Nothing proposed for that. So, unless the board has any questions, what I'd like to do is if we could have Mr. Condoris sworn in, and we can go through his testimony.
Mr. Condoris, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth for purposes of this application?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name and spell your last name for the record.
Yes. Sure. Anthony Condoris, Condouris, 20 Bingham Avenue, Rumson, New Jersey. I've been licensed architect in New Jersey since 1996.
And I will save Mr. Condoris from the punishment. Okay. He's been here before this board thousands of times.
All right.
In a good way.
Alright, so Tony, if you would, let's walk the board through the property as it exists today and then the proposal as part of the application. Now, Monica, will we remark this? This is exactly what was submitted.
Well, I have a couple extra pieces of information on this. It has a revision date on it as well.
I love when things like that happen. So, yes, we're good. So, once again, for purposes of the record, everything that has been submitted on the website is already deemed an exhibit. So, anything you reference here, let's please mark it page by page, and you can reference it individually. How's that sound?
A1
and what page you mark?
A1, for today's date, I guess?
I have a revision date on it.
Okay, that's fine. Revision date for the record is?
It's today's date, 9/14/21.
Okay, all right. And it consists of how many pages, Tony?
4 pages.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Let me just ask for purposes of the record, are any of the revisions that you made substantial so as to change content of the application as noticed?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Just some extra information.
I held my breath for a minute.
No, you don't. No, I know.
All right, Tony, go ahead and walk the board through the property that exists today.
Right, okay, so this is the subject property.
And that's page Z1.
Page Z1. Okay. This is the lot that's across the street next to the seawall, but this is the main lot. So you can see we're short on size, well, we're short on one lot, but where 50 is required, we have 35. We have some existing side setbacks that are efficient. We have a 7 and 15 is required. We have 2 and 6. 7 on one side and 15 total is required. We have 2 on one side and 6.4 total. And so that's an existing nonconformity that we're extending up.
Right, not getting any closer.
Not getting any closer, correct. We have an existing nonconformity of the lot width, which I just mentioned. And then we have a height variance. It's an undersized lot, so we can't use the base number of 35. We have to use the percentage of deficiency that we have, which brings us to under 30. The ordinance bottoms us out at 30, and then we get 3 feet for flood compliance. So 33 would be the maximum height. We're proposing 37.7 feet. And that's to the middle, that's the distance from the ridge to the bottom of the eave of the highest roof. And I can explain that further.
And the four corners of the building.
And the four corners of the building, correct.
Okay.
There might have been some confusion on the square footage data, because what we're doing here is actually, right now there's a couple of bedrooms and a bathroom at grade level, which is actually in the floodplain. So, to bring the building into compliance, the homeowner's going to abandon that whole first floor and just basically turn it into a basement or a ground enclosure.
What's on the first floor? You said 2 bedrooms.
2 bedrooms and a bathroom and a garage. One bedroom. 1 bedroom and a bathroom and a garage.
Today.
Yeah.
Today has a house stand, right? That's going to all get cleared out. They are going to install an elevator, which which is allowed by code to be in the floodplain. So you can see on the ground floor plan here on sheet Z2, we have an existing garage, turning the back area into storage, and then we have an elevator off to the side here. The reason for the elevator is, you know, in a lot of these, we're living on three floors basically, so the functionality of the elevator is...
We're going to have to put flood vents in that too.
Flood vents in the elevator shaft and the bottom of the, yes, in the foundation will put flood vents. That's correct. So, while abandoning the ground level, we've lost the floor basically, so the main floor of the house now is the living room, kitchen, and dining room. That's going to get opened up and improved, and then we're going to put bedrooms on the next floor up. And then we are closing a half story for the finished attic, which is going to comply to the ordinance for the definition of a half story. We have about 350 square feet on the attic level. On Z3, you'll see the front elevations. I just would like to point out that these two elevations here are a little deceiving. It makes the house look like it's this sort of square, bulky mass, but actually most of it is sloped roof. You can see over here, the only thing that follows this sort of shallow roof line is the dormer, which is about 8 feet wide. So you have two of those 8 foot wide dormers sticking up the side. The rest of the house takes on the appearance of a gable roof. Again, the height of our ridge is 39 foot 9, but for ordinance, the building height is 37 foot 8.
Okay, and the on the BFP for the first finished floor, FFP for the finished floor?
Right, the finished floor elevation of the new proposed first floor is 17 feet above sea level, so we're well above the 13, the 11 foot, or I guess now it's 12,
right.
12 foot BFP.
Okay. And then, with respect to the height, the 37.7, it is actually a D variance, right?
Correct.
Because of the restrictions in the Seabright ordinance, we are 10% more than what's permitted. So
correct.
It constitutes a D. So, and I know you did an analysis of some other homes in the area that you've designed.
Yes.
Height.
Yes, there's about, I have a group of houses here that I have the plans for because I did them. These are various houses.
So that page, we're still on A1,
and
but it's now
B4.
Okay, right. Explain to the board what we've got.
So these are a few different houses that I've done over the past 10 years, let's just say, along Ocean Avenue. One of them is on Atlantic Way, but the rest of them are on Ocean Avenue. So I'm just trying to show you, most of these houses are on undersized lots. A few of them actually got variances for height. But the interesting thing is, some of these houses actually comply to a lower height, but the ridges, the overall height of the house is actually higher than what we are proposing. This is our house here. You can see all the rest of these, 580 Ocean Avenue, 1303, 572 Ocean Avenue, 376 Ocean Avenue, they are all significantly higher than the property in question.
Right, so the height that's being proposed is in keeping with many other homes.
Yes, not many of them. These are ones that I did. There's a bunch of other ones that I didn't do that are also similar structure. This is how the street is developing over time.
Sure, and in that regard, since it is a D variance, I know there are certain proofs that have to be established, and recognizing you're not a planner, but I know that, you know, we went through various special reasons under the municipal land use law that are consistent with what's proposed here, right? And we talked about a number of them, which, as an architect, I'm going to ask you about and just ask if indeed you can testify as to those supporting the proposed variance. So for special reason C, of course, is to provide adequate light, air, and open space, which we accomplished here, right?
Yes.
The proposed design.
Right, we're well under on lot coverage, building coverage,
right,
which
right.
Would be an indication that we're...
Special reason B, secure safety from fire, flood, panic, other natural, and man-made disasters, you know.
Yeah, well, the whole reason for this project is to get the house to comply with flood regulations.
Right, and similarly, special reason A under... 40:55E-2, which is to encourage municipal action to guide the appropriate use or development of all lands of the state
in a manner which will promote public health, safety, and welfare.
Right, so the house is being upgraded, plumbing, electrical, it's all being upgraded, so bringing it more into code than it is now.
And I assume your expertise in design is going to improve the aesthetics of the home that exists there today.
Yes, the whole facade is being upgraded. And,
And so special reason I for promoting a desirable visual environment, it would also apply in terms of the proposed application.
That's correct.
Now, and in terms of the negative criteria, you know, do you see any negative impact on the Diana zone ordinance or the neighbors?
No, I feel like this is very consistent with everything else that's within the vicinity. It's consistent.
Okay. And
Mr. Gondoris, is the peak any higher than any of those other houses you showed on your plot?
Our peak is lower, correct? It's lower than all of them. I think it's about, let me see. This is actually the lowest house. This is 604 Ocean Avenue. But all the rest of them are higher than our house by a couple of feet.
So it's similar to the neighborhood.
It is very similar. Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Gondoris?
Sorry to interrupt you there.
Are you raising the house? Or
no, because right now the ground floor, which is a slab, actually has living space in it. So he's going to pull that out and abandon that. And it's a full story, so that'll become the ground enclosure, basically.
But you have to put a line or anything like that in?
No, we're good.
So you have that extra
space? No, it should be fine.
Are you need for that? Tony, I'm not sure what it is. Well, I'm not, because it's on our board.
Moving on
up. Moving on up. Because Bob did that. He abandoned his first floor use and then he added a level.
Yeah.
And he called it something. He had it.
I use the term raise because
I'm not raising it.
Not really raising it.
We're not raising, we're adding on top.
We're adding, but abandoning that.
There is a term for it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a technical term for it. But the good news is that it is concrete on the lower level, so it's not like it's a wood structure and we're trying to make it floodproof.
They haven't mentioned the flood that you don't have them drawn in on your drawing.
Yeah, those will be, we'll make sure those are on the construction lines.
You need it in the elevator itself?
Actually, if the code's funny, the code says you have to have it in the elevator, but the safety inspector for the elevator company, the state inspector, didn't allow it because they said a child can stick their hand into it.
Okay, I haven't answered that yet.
I haven't taken out.
Of your house?
That whole house I've been building.
Yeah.
They had to remove them. They were already in, and then the state inspector for the elevator said that they're not allowed to stick because it's a safety factor that a child can flips open and can stick their hand in there and get chopped off.
The code says you have to have it, but I guess the state inspector takes precedence.
It might be the shift that has to happen.
Yeah.
I'd have to read the code.
I have a question. So on that bottom floor, is it going to be for storage or another garage?
No, storage. And well, there's a garage in there too. Question. Yep. Kayaks.
But you don't have parking.
Oh yeah, there's six, I believe, five or six opportunities to park across the street, and then there's two
on site. We've got the garage spot. I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, there's one garage spot.
One garage spot, and then there's a parking area out front that exists that will remain.
Correct. There's a driveway here. This is to remain.
Right. So there's two to three spaces easily on the
actual
property.
And then I think four.
Yeah.
Conservatively four.
Plus the garage.
Plus the garage. Yeah.
And you're not putting any accessories in the setback. Air conditioning or anything.
No, the air conditioning is going to stay where it is right now. It's actually behind the house.
And the ground floor at 17, the height, does it have to be that high or can it come down?
Well, it's 17 from sea level, okay. So it's only like 9 feet off the ground.
Okay.
If you have conforming side yards, it's totally conforming. I believe there are orders to go up 42 feet on a totally conforming lot.
If you're raising an existing house.
And it's raising an existing home,
yeah,
which is what you're doing.
That's kind of what we're doing.
38 is the number. And an extra 3 if you were raising existing.
But you can get a maximum of 42.
Yeah, it's an extra 3.
41.
If you're raising an existing structure, as is.
I think here you are raising an existing structure.
They're not raising the structure, they're adding a story.
I think it was previously raised.
I thought it was, yeah, at some point. Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, I think if you have a house that you have to raise and it's because the house is already too big, if you can't make it comply, they give you an extra, they give you 41 or 42 feet. If it's an existing house, it'll roof. That makes sense?
Technically, you're raising this house, you're just doing it.
Yeah, it's the same end result.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
You're raising the house. You're just starting your first floor from above to garage level.
I think we all agree with Steve.
Okay. If you were saying you're not raising, you're raising the above.
We're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Anybody else have questions about the testimony?
Dave, was there anything else in your report that
I only had a couple things. The park is in the front yard, but it's existing.
Yes.
That's contrary to the ordinance in 130.32. I don't know if you want to mention that. I'd like to put on the plan that if you crack any sidewalks or curb on Ocean Avenue, you'll replace it in kind. And that any drainage from the roofs go out towards Ocean Avenue and back to the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
This is all my letter.
Yeah, so we'll make that when we submit the permit as well.
Right, and then the last thing is I'd like you to show if you can find the water and sewer laterals just for the record, so we know where they are.
Yeah, we're not sure. We know they're coming in from the front, but...
Let's look inside that basement area and just see where the cleanouts start next to the building, and then you got it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. I
have nothing further.
I have nothing further. Any other questions from the board?
Christine, can we open the category? And I think the applicant did pretty much address most of the items in that letter.
Yeah, and just for purposes of the record, we're going to note, you know, this is actually a technical deed variance. I had the opportunity to talk to Christine before the application. So, you know, normally in a deed variance situation, it's a whole change of use. That is not the case here. This is a technical deed because it is a narrower lot that is going higher. So it's really a mathematical calculation. So Christine felt that the architect would actually be the best one to give the testimony as in reference to the ordinance as to the necessity for the height adjustment, which creates the concern. So there really were no other issues.
We actually changed the zoning in that area.
Yeah.
That created a lot of these demerits for the houses going on.
Yeah.
And then the storm came along. Now we have to pick that up.
Right.
This is Seabreaker. Thank you. Anyone else from the board? If not, let's open to the public. Is there anyone in the public that has a question about any of the testimony or a statement about the application? I always give plenty of time. It seems the public portion is now closed. Do we have anybody that would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the application.
Thanks, Steve. Second?
Second.
Stephen? Do we have a roll call, please? Candace? Thank you.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Carroll?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Ms. Gordon?
Yes.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board.
Thank you.
Good night.
Best of luck in your home.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Our next item on the agenda is after the next board meeting, September 28th, 7:30 p.m. And I'm hoping to see this, but it doesn't seem that way.
No.
If you're moving, that doesn't, if you haven't moved yet, you're still moving.
I'm here.
All right. That's great. Stephen has moved on.
I can't spend all my energy scraping up this town. That is so much
easier as well. Now I see both of them. Is there any other business before the board this evening from board members or the public? Andy, you got anything?
Yep.
We're happy with this. Keep it aside. No, it's all good. I have no other business before the board. Anyone care to make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, John. All in favor? Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Steven, where are you moving to?
Just put a rental room up so you can figure out how much people are going to ask for the room. Not really. We're just kind of...
Exactly.
We're just outside to take time out of them. We'll stay in the area and, you know.
Nice.
We'll have to.
I'm looking to ask for more. Well, he had Sebring too.
Yeah,
he's there. We downsized.
There's no downsizing for me.
No.
I got too many kids in